علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood. And we are presently discussing on an important question, which is that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the messengers? Rather, what was the social circumstance and what are those conditions of the society that were the reason behind the prophets being sent to them? What was the problem with the community? Like, what need did the community have that the prophets came? So one of them was that we discussed previously, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Wa ahwa'un muntashira." At that time, the communities were polarized, or people were, you know, based on certain caste systems. There were classes between them, and, you know, the higher class, the lower class, based on race, based on gender, based on many things, based on, for example, you can say power, authority, and different ways people divided themselves, and, you know, the economic situations and all that. We discussed about it in the previous session. Today we're going to discuss another phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَطَرَائِقُ مُتَشَتِّتَ, that these societies had different, the human society was like, they had different paths. People were following their own paths. They had different ways of what they, how they wanted to, you know, be, and what they wanted to do, let's say, as a community, as a society. Where now he explains, وَطَرَائِكُ مُتَشَتِّتَةٌ بَيْنَ مُشَبِّهٍ لِلَّهِ. Now when we talk about these different ways of being in the community, these different, you can say, styles of living, these different styles of thinking and perceiving, وَطَرَائِكُ مُتَشَتِّتَةٌ. Now he explains that, بَيْنَ مُشَبِّهٍ لِلَّهِ بِخَلْقِهِ أَوْ مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ أَوْ مُشِيرٍ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. Inshallah, we will discuss about this in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to give us an understanding about the conditions that were ripe for the coming of the messengers. And one of those was that communities were divided into different paths. طَرَائِقُ مُتَشَتِّدَةً. They were in different paths. What type of paths were these? بَيْنَ مُشَبِّهٍ لِلَّهِ. There was one group of people, when they wanted to understand God, they compared God بِخَلْقِهِ to his creation. So we know in the society people started to, for example, take a cow as God. For example, sometimes some people take different things in, as God, the wind as God, let's say the mountain, a certain mountain as God. Sometimes some people take human beings as God, a human being, specifically maybe a very strong human being or a very, you know, some kind of human being that has some level of perfections maybe materially, and then they would worship that entity, like the Pharaoh, let's say, and the different types of people at that time in the previous generations, the emperors, let's say, they would be taken as gods sometimes. So, بَيْنَ مُشَبِّهٍ لِلَّهِ بِخَلْقِهِ. Sometimes they would compare, an entity to God. They would say, for example, a certain entity that is his creation, but they would compare it to God, rather even call it God. أَوْ مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ. Another group of people would be those that were mulhid fi ismihi. That means they were such that they focused, their focus was mostly in the name of God, in the concept, in developing the concept of God. But they did not go further than that to understand who God is and what his essence is in reality. So this was another group of people. Then inshallah we shall discuss about very shortly.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. You're talking about the fact that people of the world were divided in terms of their understanding of God. Some of them, they compared God to his creation in such a way that they even, said some entities of the world to be God. Another group of people, they were such that أَوْ مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ. They were confined to the name of God. مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ means they were confined to the name of God. They were so much focused on the name of God that they disbelieved in God himself. Now, what does that mean? Inshallah, I'll open up slowly what that means. See, human beings know about God. They have an understanding about God, a natural, affinity towards God. And therefore, a very, very innate understanding about who God is. And that is there inside everyone, ingrained within everyone's nature. But that needs to be developed using the intellect and to understand who that God is. Now, what people do, unfortunately, is that when they go into the direction of understanding God, they start to develop a certain concept about God. And then after developing that concept about God, they do not go any further to understand how their relationship with this God has to be. Sometimes the concept that they build about God is a wrong concept of God. And all of these mean that these people at the end of the day, they end up not really adhering to that God, to that belief that they have about God. And they end up not really having that strong or the real belief. This is a very deep concept that needs a very strong understanding, inshallah. We shall discuss about it in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلم مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه